Courage, it is I. Be not afraid.
We are called this weekend to acknowledge the presence of God in our life. And with that presence, we focus on Christ. And by means of Christ, we can do the impossible. Peter did. He walked on water. He walked on water whilst his eyes were fixed, focused on the Lord. But once he took his eyes off Christ, he began to sink. With Christ, all things are possible. But once we lose sight of him in our life, then we too begin to sink. Spiritually and sometimes morally. Be not afraid. Seek Christ in your life. Seek his presence. But be warned, sometimes he's there and we don't acknowledge him. We fail to take note of his presence. The apostles did. They thought he was a ghost or a vision. They weren't aware of him being there. So too in the first reading with the great prophet Elijah in the Old Covenant. Elijah reached the mountain of God, Horeb, expecting to find the presence of God. But God was not there. Then there's a mighty wind, an earthquake, and a fire. In each of those events and moments, God was anticipated. But he was not there. There was an absence rather than a presence. Then we are told that God came to Elijah, not as one would expect. He came in a gentle breeze. God is present to us. Whether we acknowledge his presence is another thing. Do we recognize the Lord? Are we aware of him in our lives? Do we want to be recognized by the Lord? The other morning, driving past a school, I noticed something quite unusual. We were stopped there waiting for the children to cross, and I could see a few cars around, mothers dropping off their children, and some dads. But I counted about 6 mothers wearing sunglasses. Now, it was about 8 degrees, foggy, cold, and they were wearing sunglasses. And 1 or 2 maybe, but the majority of young mothers were wearing sunglasses. I thought, this is odd. Either the glasses aren't being worn for the sake of the sun, or there's something I'm missing here. Obviously, the sun wasn't out. It was cold, foggy. So the sunglasses are not worn, as I would wear them, to take away the glare of the sun, but rather they're worn as perhaps a fashion item. Or perhaps said on there, being worn because the women don't want to be recognised. Or perhaps they haven't yet done up their eyes or face. I know not what is the case, but what I do know is that there was an unwillingness on the part of the majority of mothers on that given morning to be recognised. A lack of recognition. And so too, we sometimes don't recognise God as we ought. He sometimes comes as a gentle breeze. And if he does come, we can focus on him and then we can do the impossible.
One such person who did that in her own life, his feast was just the other day, was Edith Stein. Edith Stein was a Jewess, atheist, and then was converted, became a Carmelite nun and died heroically as a martyr in Auschwitz. The gentle breeze that touched her life wasn't a homily, nor the Bible, or some extraordinary miracle. She was staying with some friends, and to fill in the night, she picked up a book.
The book was the autobiography of St. Teresa of Avila, and that was The Gentle Breeze. She read the whole book that night and was converted. And from that moment on, she focused, fixed upon the Lord, and did extraordinary things. She's a saint today because of a book she read. Another person whose feast is later this week, on the Vigil of the Assumption, is Maximilian Kolbe. Pope John Paul canonized him in the 80s as a saint for our difficult times, because where there was hate, he brought love. He was a very sick young man when he was called by God to become a Franciscan. At one stage, as a Polish Franciscan, set up the largest monastery in all of Poland. Went to Japan to spread the faith, came back in 36 and the Gestapo had taken over his monastery, made it into a camp. Not long after, he himself was taken over and sent to Auschwitz, the dreaded concentration camp, where he would die at the age of 47. But before his death, he gave witness to life by offering his life in place of another prisoner. He volunteered to die. He died in a place the size of your bathroom, a hole in the ground, with just a window up on the top level, and a heavy door. So once you were put in the bunker, it was all dirt, you were there for life. It was like a living tomb. You were sent in naked, no food, no water, and you just groaned and went into agony as you slowly died. The point being that the people hearing your pain and suffering would then think twice about committing a crime whilst being in the camp. But on this occasion, the 9 prisoners sent to their death, one was a saint. And he was the gentle breeze that brought the presence of Christ to 8 others. He taught them their prayers, reminded them how to sing. Hymns were being sung, and people would pass by this bunker in the ground hearing chant and music, the music of those preparing to meet the Lord. He prepared each one, and then died, and then they died, being consoled with the presence of Christ in the heart of St. Maximilian Kolbe. And eventually, being impatient for him to die, they put him to death with carbolic acid. He was then burnt and his ashes were spread all over Poland on the Feast of the Assumption. He once said that his remains would somehow, on the Feast of Our Lady, become known throughout the country. How true that was. Maximilian gave us a great example of how God can change circumstances, how his presence can lift us up. As Peter was able to walk on the water, fixed with his eyes upon Christ, so too, if we tune into the presence of God in our life, and remember, his presence is sometimes so subtle, and we fix upon that, we too can lift others up. We can aid, assist, and guide those in need, and bring them comfort, consolation, but most of all, the loving awareness and recognition that God is in their midst. Praise be Jesus Christ.